You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy days, my friends, to join me as we together are in search of the heart of God and of the mind of God. You're going to hear the word of God here today coming up in a moment. Once again, this is WGOD Radio. I call it All Truth All the Time. That is, it's just the name I would have for my own radio station if I owned one and if those call letters were available, because I know this secret and I share it with you. The secret is God is always transmitting and broadcasting. And I'm here to help you to tune your radios into His frequency. Like that Randy Travis, an older song, is Turn Your Radio On. And if you listen in, you'll be a believer. And that's what we're doing here today. We're tuning into God's frequency. Now, today you're going to hear a message. It's going to play Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Perhaps it's the greatest revelation the Lord's ever given me. I just preached it 2 weeks ago at Island Community Church. It's called Deceiving Spirits and Doctrines of Demons, taken from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, that says the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times some shall fall away from the faith, giving heed to deceiving or seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That's what we're going to look at, and the shocking thing will be at the end when we get to this, to who the apostle is talking about. Now, here's part one of this message now, Doctrines of Demons.
A lot of people are waiting what they're going to hear today. I've been talking a lot about this message this week. I've used the word, and I don't think I've ever used it before, shocking. Now, this sermon is progressive, okay? I didn't know the answer to this until last night. And this probably is the greatest revelation God's ever given me in my life as a Christian. It's important to see the progression in this as we go along. And I'm not to throw out my notes. We're going to work our way through this and see where we end up. Turn with me, please. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now, believe me, you're going to be shocked by what you read and what you hear today. Deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils or demons. Let me read first the King James Version. It says this. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." Now let me read to you the New American Standard. It's on the handout. It says, "Now the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons by means of the hypocrisy of liars, seared in their own conscience as with a branding iron. It says the Spirit explicitly says, I like that word here, explicit. You know, like we use the word explicit. Every 4 years when there's a politician running for office, all of a sudden you see explicit photos. And then that politician's gone. Right? Explicit. If you go to watch a movie with your family, and you look, it says rated R because of explicit language. Likewise, the Holy Spirit explicitly says, in the latter time, some will depart or fall away from the faith. Meaning, the Holy Spirit's making abundantly clear, explicit, make no mistake about it, that this is the way it's going to go down at the end of the age. Fascinating word here for depart. I've translated that in my Bible and the New American Standard have fall away. We looked at it Wednesday night. The Greek word aphiemi, it's a compound word consisting of these two words. The word histemi, which means to stand, and the word apo, which means away from, like apostasy. Stasis means to stand as well. Apostasy, apostasy, to stand away from something. Or how about the moon? Have you ever heard of how do you pronounce it? Apogee or apogee? Apogee moon? The word gale means earth. Apo means away from. The apogee moon is when the moon is furthest away from the earth. That's what this word here, now this word aphistemi, meaning, well, here's the definition from my favorite Greek scholar. His name is Spyros Zadiades. Aphistemi means to distance oneself or separating oneself from another for the fear of incurring the dangers of that association. To separate oneself, separate yourself from something or someone for fear of incurring the dangers of that association. Makes me think of Peter that night Jesus was arrested. The Bible says that Peter followed him from a distance, right? And warmed himself by the fire for fear of incurring the dangers of that association. That's a great look at what this word apostasy means. When someone recognized Peter, the accusations came flying. I know you. You were with Jesus, the Nazarene. And another said, hey, I know you. And then another said, to paraphrase, hey, I know you. You're a Christian. What did Peter say? The proverbial Esposito answer? Laid his hand on a stack of Bibles, raised his right hand, and said, I have never heard of Jesus Christ. That is what apostasy means. That's going to happen in droves here coming up. When it gets hot in the kitchen, this is what happens. Just like the Lord said it would be. Mark 4:16, explaining a different group that had fallen away from the faith. He says this, these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, after they've heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness. But they have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Remember, I call this short-lived. I translated this. Afterwards, when affliction or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they are offended. Greek word skandalon, where obviously our word scandal comes from. Scandal. Scandal indeed. Remember, again, I called this group a couple weeks past. Remember, I called them temporary Christians. How, pray tell, can there be a temporary Christian? And yet, the odds are, one out of four people in this room are going to fall prey to this. One out of four. When persecution or affliction arise, that is, when they knock on the door there, the guys with the, you know, they don't even own pants, they got the smock on and the scarf on their head, and say, are there any Christians? One out of four will do what Peter did. I've never heard of him. Now, God does great things to try to ensure that you're not in this group that departs from the faith in the coming days. And he does this by making your life difficult. Eric? Difficult. Darren? Difficult. Bill? With trials that are intended to inspire you to trust God all the more. From now on, when you're undergoing trials, I'm going to say, way to go. Is it contagious? I don't want what you have. You never do want what you have, what the other person has. He does this to make your life difficult so that once these things come to you, you see, it'll be old school for you. Once God delivered David from a lion and a bear, 1 Samuel 16. Then after that, a man 9'6" was no big deal to David. But not before. Everyone else quaked in their boots and were terrified of Goliath. Why not David? Because God had delivered him in the past. And he knew that God was bigger than his problems. What did David write? Psalm 34, come and magnify the Lord with me. Let's make God today bigger than our problems. Anyone want to come with me? Magnify the Lord today. Once, 15 years ago, at a radio station in Stewart that I worked at, a radio listener brought me a check in the midnight hour for $40,000, December 31st. A stranger calls me on the phone and says, what do you need? I said, lady, I need $40,000. She goes, how long are you there till?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.
Song. There's a fire that burns inside.